MSC Cruisecast is a Triple T production. Now, the Taste Try Travel team of Beth and Chris.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of MSC Cruisecast. I am Beth, and you're Chris.
I'm Chris, and we're the Taste Try Travel team at YouTube. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your favorite
podcasts,
go check out our channel over on YouTube too.
So yeah, definitely.
We cover everything with videos also. So
correct. So this has been an episode we have wanted to do from the very beginning, hasn't it?
We are more than excited.
Like, I don't even
about
know
the subject of this episode.
Like, my notes are like all over the place. I'm so excited. We're just going to jump right in.
Yeah, let's do it, because there is a bit to cover with the subject. I haven't given it away yet.
Have we even said what we're talking about?
Unless people have read the title.
That's probably all over the title.
It's the World America. MSC's newest ship.
Our very own ship.
It is our very own ship.
Very own ship.
They did the World Europa and they left it over in Europe. We can't even see it.
Exactly.
So they're like, you know what? We're going to give America its own ship.
Exactly.
You guys have been good. We're going to give you one too.
It's about time, right? So as MSC continues to... Whoa, that was our cat running fast. as MSC continues to like take over the American market. Let's take over the world. Whoa, wow. I almost gave something away. they're bringing this really, really, really cool ship here.
It sounds cool and amazing and spectacular and beautiful. And
so we
want to
kind of
get on it.
I know. So we're going to kind of highlight a little bit about a little bit of the ship. But first, we're going to talk about our very first group cruise, our triple T group cruise.
Yeah, it's going to be on this ship. But let's get into the ship. We can talk about the group cruise
later.
Well,
as you're listening, just remember that next year we are going to have a group cruise on this ship. And so as you're listening, you'll be like, ooh, I can't wait to go see that.
Exactly. We're whetting the appetite of the people that are going to go on this ship.
That's right. All right. So first I want to talk about statistics and numbers. We'll get those kind of out of the way, but I think they're really important. So
I got a whole bunch of stuff I'm going to throw up on the screen for everybody watching on YouTube.
Okay. So when this ship is complete, it will be gross tons, 215,863 gross tons. That is a big ship.
They are only surpassed by the
Oasis class ship,
the Blank of the Seas.
Exactly.
The fill in your name here of the seas from Royal Caribbean.
So this
and just by a few tons. Right. That's it. They're basically the same size.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a world class ship. One has already been completed, which is currently sailing in the Mediterranean, like you were saying. It's the World Europa. After the World America, they have already ordered two more world class ships. We don't know what those are yet, but excited to see those. But this world class ship is the second largest class of ships, right? So the Oasis class with Royal Caribbean is the first. So you can kind of get an idea that like they're big. They got a lot going on. So,
which I didn't know, but did you know that they were built in the same shipyard?
They are.
They are like all the mega ships, I guess, are built like at the.
I'm not even going to pronounce the one in France. Yeah,
it's in France.
Yeah.
I guess that they're the ones that can handle it.
Right.
The mega ships.
Right.
Because all of them seem to be built there. All the mega ships there. I didn't know that.
I didn't realize that either.
I was researching this episode, I'm like, they're all built.
So like the Oasis class were there too?
Yep.
Interesting.
And some of the big ships, like Celebrity's biggest ship was built there. And
the Ascent and the Beyond. Yep.
And there was another one. Anyway.
Yeah.
little aside there.
Okay, a lot of guests can fit on this. 6,762 is going to be the max guests, so that's a lot. It does carry 2,126 crew, so it's about a 1 to... I forgot to look that up, one and I'm not going to guess that. 1 to 3.
3 to 1. Something like passengers that. Passengers to, something like to that crew. Close.
Yeah. It's going to have 22 decks. It is over 150 feet wide.
Yeah, when we were on Wonder, which is pretty close.
That was you felt like a whole other ship. Yeah, you were inside. Like,
wait a second. Because yeah. That was when it was split, like in the back.
Yeah.
And this
is split in the back. World as
America
well.
Split in the back also. Right. You feel like there's one ship on one side.
And another ship.
And then all of a sudden there's like another ship on right. The other side. That's how wide it seems. So.
It's 1,093 feet long, which is gonna be a long way to walk from.
That's like they can't get much longer because of the Panama Canal.
Yeah.
I think that so it goes, well and wider, but
yeah.
The
it's kind of maxed out because I feel like it's locks, maxed out. Yeah.
I think the length is maxed out. I think the length they
have to be under 2,000. Yeah,
they
got to
be under something. I don't know the exact number, but to get through the Panama Canal. So
here's another couple of really cool numbers. 2,600 cabins, and it has 420,000 square feet of public space. And so exactly like towards the back of the ship, it's split and has like a promenade that comes out the center and that whole promenade and then all around the ship. And this is where this ship is going to differ from the Oasis class ships. This has a huge amount of deck looking out to the ocean.
Right.
Huge amount.
That was one of my biggest pet peeves with the Oasis class ships was everything kind of looked inward instead of looking outward. And I want to look outward. It seemed like you had to move things on the Oasis class. You had to move like deck chairs and chairs
to see,
and walk around venues to look out at the ocean and stuff like that. So
this, and we're going to get into it when we talk about like some of the spaces, but it's really going to be exactly like that. It's going to be really embracing the ocean and those views. Let me tell you how MSC describes this ship. So they say it's going to be a world of sustainable cruising on a ship designed for immersive, enriching experiences at sea. Kitty. A world where elegant European design meets American comfort. Now, that's a huge one you'll come to see. So they really, really made this for the American comfort. Where culture unite on a ship designed for a worldly, curious traveler. Journey on a ship with a distinctive international style full of sophistication and powered by cleaner fuel. MSC World America begins cruising from Miami to the Caribbean in the spring of 2025. So, I think their tagline is sustainability meets technology.
Yeah, because they're really ramping up the environmental footprint,
exactly
reducing technology on the ship.
So. And I really love that because as these ships get bigger and bigger, I think they're getting better and better. So at least the ones on MSC, I haven't seen this kind of advertising in any of the other larger ships. So that's why I kind of love that. So with MSC, I want to talk about some of the sustainability part of this and some of the technology. It may not be everyone's cup of tea, but I think it's really important to just go through this list. So this ship is powered by LNG, which is liquid natural gas. This is going to be MSC's third ship. The same as
World Europa.
And the Eureba. So those are the last three ships that they've built. And they have committed to any further ships that they've built will be LNG. And when you look at the statistics, there's a huge, it's like way less emissions. I don't know the percentages. I don't know technically what all of it means, but it's a really, it's a
significant step up.
Cleanest marine fuel.
And cleaner fuel. Yeah. How's that?
The cleanest marine fuel that's able to be gotten in mass quantities in order for these ships to go. They have an underwater radiated noise control. I know that sounds really cool, but what they've done is they've reshaped the bottom of the hull and the propellers themselves so they make less noise under the water as they're going through the water so as to not bother marine life as much. So that's kind of neat. They have anti-fouling paint, which is eco-friendly paint for the outside of the ships that make it so like barnacles don't grow and stuff like that. And thought that was cool. I didn't know that they had that. It's energy efficient, so it exceeds all the requirements. And there was a whole huge list of it that I didn't really want to go into. But it's just a really super energy efficient ship. Their wastewater treatment is more advanced than anything even on land. And their waste management, they're like trying to improve and recycle and reuse as much as possible. So they are wasting less and less. LED lighting throughout the ship. Ship to shore power.
Really long extension cord.
They have committed to all of their ships, even some of their older ones. They're going to be, when they go down for rehab, they're going to be getting the ship to shore power, which they kind of plug in when we're at the port, and they can turn off their engines, so less pollution. Smart HVAC.
I think that's a kind of a big deal.
It is. Sorry, my really nose is running today.
Quite a bit. Because
if you think about it, they're in port. They can be in port all day.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So it's just running that all the time. Yeah. And honestly, when you look at, when you're in port and you look back at the ships and you look up at that smokestack, you see all that smoke coming out.
Yep.
I mean, they try to clean it as best they can, but they're using petroleum.
Right.
And you could just see it going out, and it's just constantly, just constantly going out while they're sitting in port. So that's a big deal, actually.
It is a big deal. And it's a big deal because they're going to be changing a lot of their current ships that don't have it to that, which means that's very important for them. They have this whole like heat recovery thing where they're going to reroute the heat from the that comes off the engines, and they're going to like heat the pools with it and things like that, which I think is great. I don't really want
the Caribbean. I don't know. They're going to reroute the heat. Yeah, that's the last thing I'm looking for.
Exactly.
But it would be nice if they heat the pools, so you know, when it's a little cooler in the in the winter
time, it just is nice and warm to get
exactly.
in. And it won't cost him anything for that. Yeah. One last thing that I thought that's interesting that I never really thought about was they have a ballast water treatment system that filters out any invasive species, because I guess the way boats work is water goes in the ballast at some point and it goes out. I'm probably sounding really stupid right now, but I know that they use water in the ballast, so they don't want to like from one area and have invasive species get in that water, and then when they move maybe to the Caribbean somewhere else and they have to get rid of that water, then they have moved that invasive species into a new area. So
gotcha.
Like that's even like that little tiny little thing is really cool that they're thinking all that details. So
I think it's great that they really truly that they put their money where their mouth is.
They
stated years ago that they want to be a little bit better,
right?
Because they realize that cruising does have an impact on the environment.
Well, and if you think about MSC shipping as a whole, they're the largest. They have so many ships on the ocean. So however, they
said
we
want to do things to improve that,
right?
And you know what, for being in that business, I think it's very commendable for them to actually, like, rather than just do mouth service of, yeah, we want to do that, and then we, you know, we recycle some food and stuff like that.
Right.
They actually are taking big steps.
And it actually, like, is changing the shape of this and getting smart people to figure out, you know, how to change the shape of the ship to, you know, just be less quiet or more quiet, excuse me, in the water. I love that. I absolutely love that.
Yep.
So that's like the dun-da-dun stuff. The now foundation. Is the fun stuff.
You've laid the foundation of world what this ship is America.
Be. Yeah.
You've laid the oh golly.
We're both a little Have your coffee, Chris.
The keel. The word. I got the it. Keel. The keel. You've laid the keel for the... All right, let's move on to some other stuff, huh?
Yeah, I just want to kind of highlight some of the... I'm not going to like read everything that's going on this ship because we actually don't even know everything yet. So they've kind of kept some things under wraps still.
I got a couple of things that I am super excited about, but go ahead. Ooh. Yes.
Well, I just want to mention one thing that we love about MSC the most is their... entertainment, and they have some really cool options. So they're going to have the World Theater, which is
going to be. I was hoping they would name it the Steampunk Humpty Dumpty Theater.
No, but we're still waiting to see him again. The World Theater, and they have like all brand new production shows that they're going to do, and it's supposed to be beautiful. And that's normally what you would expect. But they have two other really cool ones. They have this panorama lounge that is, please put this picture up because it reminds me of the Aqua Park on the Oasis class, but it's all inside. During the day, it's kind of all of the shades or that whole wall is windows looking out into the back of the ship to the ocean. And then at night they close that in their LED walls. So they have this like really, it looks really cool. These shows. There's no water, but
that's one of my things that I am so looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the architecture.
These are where the weird shows are going to be, the like Cirque du Soleil kind
of
things.
I love the architecture of ships anyway. So this space looks incredible. Like I want to spend all my time in there because during the day, like you said, you get to look out on the ocean with this beautiful like theater seating.
I think they're gonna have like games and stuff like that there during the day, so there will be things going on because it's definitely gonna be used.
And then at night they'll turn it into this MSC style weird blow your mind shows.
So there's like an LED floor. So there's going to be like things going on the floor. I didn't know
the floor was LED.
And the whole back wall is going to be LED.
Wow.
This is going to be such an exciting space.
Yeah, that was one of the spaces I was like, I can't wait for this.
Now they have another one that's called the Luna Park Arena. And this looks like just a big rectangle. It looks like some stage is going to kind of come out of the floor a little bit. And this is going to kind of be some impromptu. It's going to be... But you're like, I guess you're just like standing there, kind of like a nightclub. So maybe there's going to be dancing and I don't really know what is it. But it's not like your normal. Everyone just sits down and watches the show. It's going to be really interactive.
I know.
It
looks like an unfinished space on the ship.
It does. It does.
I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's just like a big, just square room. It's kind of blackish and grays. And
but there's going to be lights all over. There's a little row of seats that like on the second floor above where some people can like sit and watch, but this is meant to be like, this is meant to be very interactive. So it's going to be another really cool space that I'm excited about. And then of course, throughout the ship, they're going to have some impromptu entertainment as well. So I think they're really embracing the whole, I'm hoping. We are MSC and we're just a little bit different and let us show you. So
that would,
if we saw Humpty Dumpty coming down the stairs.
I didn't know all that. They're going to start.
No.
Because here's just to go way back into our past.
Okay.
At Disney and Universal, but correct. Disney. One of my favorite things about Disney was their Hollywood Studios, or MGM Studios as it used to be
called.
And they had street performers everywhere.
Well, they were called the Citizens of Hollywood.
Yep. And it was a little interactive show that they would do constantly throughout the day. And it was one of the best things about going to Disney was seeing those guys and they would just have an awesome time. So if MSCs can even bring one tenth of just that.
Exactly.
Just some entertainment, just impromptu around the ship.
Yep.
Oh my goodness, I love that.
Well, you remember when we were on, goodness, was it Wonder of the Seas? I think it was. Where the piano guy.
The piano guy.
Like goes and says, like,
he was like in the elevator.
Yeah.
So, playing his piano in the elevator with a couple people in it. Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see about that. So there's some really cool entertainment. That's part what we love. They have a lot of pools in this. They have six. I'm assuming that's going to include the yacht club pool, but they have some nice pools. But what I wanted to highlight about this part is they have what they're calling the harbor. This is all the way up on, do you have any, I don't think you have anything about this.
I don't have any picture of the harbor.
This is going to be up on deck 20. So like really high up, and it's going to be a space for families, and there is going to be some water. There's going to be so much shade. It's going to be a place really kind of like dedicated for families and kids. There's going to be, you know, special little pools. And they said that they're going to have little food trucks, kind of like, you know, built in like food trucks to have like food and snacks. Right. And that's one of the main things that people have asked. All right. That's why they like things like Royal Caribbean.
I want to say that one of the big criticisms for MSC has been that their lack of venues around the ships for food.
Right.
That they only have a few. And that's very, very true on some of the ships, like the one we just got off of.
Right.
Magnifica had three venues. That is it.
And one of them was pay. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. So they had two were for free.
Yeah.
One of the things that I really, really like about MSC.
Mm-hmm. I already know what you're going to say.
They listen.
Correct.
To feedback from people, from cruisers, from critics.
Yep.
And they try to change that.
Right.
And I don't know if this is true, but it seems in my brain that when they try to change that, they try to like emphasize how much they're changing it. So the food venues that are coming out on World America, the food venues that are coming out on World America are going to be incredible, I think.
Yes.
I want to start just a little hashtag that people can put on their social media and videos and Facebook.
What's it going to be?
Instagram. The Prima Food Court. The world, what was it called? The little on the NCL Prima, they had that huge space.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
With all the different foods from every cuisine that you could think of.
It
kind of
looked like food trucks, but it was little stations that did it. I don't know what
I want. I want a MSC version of that. I want an MSC version of that. So everybody, like, put that in your posts.
Okay.
So the MSC hears that and they start adding it to their show.
Okay. I'm not sure you thought that one out because you don't know the name of the...
I forgot the name of the what they call that. So.
Well, I think that's exactly what you're saying is right. Where European design meets American comfort. This is what Americans want. We want more food outlets. We're going to talk about food. I'm saving the food and the bars for last because they're my favorite. But anyway, there's like a ropes course up there. There's slides. And also they have a massive kids club. I think it said it was like one of the biggest ones at sea. So, this is going to definitely be a very family friendly, ship. They're going to do a comedy club, and I'm pretty sure this is going to be the first class of ships. I'm not even sure. I don't know if the Europa has it. I'm not sure. I'd have to look. But I know for sure they're going to have a comedy club that has dueling pianos. And how, like, I love dueling pianos. Do you have something on that one?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I thought I was going to sneeze, so I muted my microphone for a second.
Okay. They have a...
I don't, but yes. I mean, I used to, for 10 years, I worked in a comedy club. Right, right. So
fun.
I love seeing live comedy.
Yeah.
So on board ships, sometimes it's hit and miss. So, but MSC, if they can, you know, pull that off... with a club feel of a comedy club, that'd be pretty nice.
They're going to have a barber, like a gentleman's barber shop there, which kind of sounds really fun. I mean, obviously the women always have their salon, but it's like it has the little like little twirly barber thing on the outside. And then on the very top of that back part where it has the two sections, whatever, however you call that. There's going to be the Zen adults area. So there's going to be adults only bar. And then on each of those little back ends on the top are going to be pools that are going to be adults only. So probably very similar to what like the Icon of the Seas has, which is kind of back there. So they have a new type of room category, which I'm excited about for several reasons. It's an infinite ocean view.
Oh, yes.
Yep. So the whole entire wall is, so no balcony, obviously, the whole wall is window, and then you can like pull half of it down.
Similar to
celebrities. But the best part about this is they have a category of the infinite ocean views that has the Aria experience. So typically before the Aria experience, or what is similar to like a spa experience, has only been available on balconies and above. And so in these class ships, so even in the Europa, they have the Infinite Ocean View Aria. So you can get that Aria experience for a little bit less. You don't have to actually bump up to pay for a balcony. So I thought that was really cool. And now, one more really fun thing about this.
Yes.
Totally blending European and American. There is no deck 17 on this ship, which 17 is like a no-no for Europeans and
for Italians, I think. Right?
Yeah,
maybe all Europeans.
There's no deck 13.
They're just going to get rid of everything.
There's no 13 or 17. At least in the deck plans that I saw, there was no 13 or 17, which I thought was really cool because most U.S. ships don't have a deck 13 either. Because it's like no one wants to stay on that one. Okay. Now to the most important part of all.
Can I just say that I've been trying to get pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so hard to get the pictures because you're describing all this stuff. And I wanted to kind of put it up for the people that are watching on YouTube so they could see some of this. But it's like it doesn't exist.
Exactly. There's some stuff we don't know.
Well, I wanted to show you just a couple that I got from... the construction and how much of a
I'm gonna peek over and look.
Well, gotta remember a lot of people listen to the podcast, so I gotta describe this. This is in the shipyard that it's being built in. Mm-hmm. And this was on November 23rd
of last year.
And this is basically just the keel with one part of one section on it.
Right. It looks little.
In 4 months, here's from just a couple days ago.
Oh, okay. It almost looks like a whole ship.
It's almost the whole ship. The bridge isn't on yet, but they have... almost the entire...
the bridge of size that's on the back. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, and the bridge in the front where they...
drive.
Exactly. Gotcha. Where they steer the ship and control it isn't on. That section isn't on. But in 4 months, they've put together so much. And I think it's neat. I'm just going to go real quick. In that shipyard that it's being built at, they have... like these massive buildings. It almost reminds me of NASA and their gigantic buildings too. Yeah. Their vehicle assembly buildings where they assemble massive sections of the ship inside these buildings.
And then
kind of roll them out.
Yeah.
And the crane lifts them up, puts them on the...
building blocks almost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I imagine that everything is like built over the last year.
Probably.
Year and a half. And then now they're in the final stages of actually
putting it together and finishing it off.
Yeah. So in 3 months, it looks like they built the entire ship. They didn't. I mean, mm-hmm. they've been working on it for over a year now. So, but I just think that's incredible that in four months, they went from basically the keel to almost, it's almost assembled.
Right.
So That shipyard is something else. It's really neat to see some of the stuff from the shipyard. Anyway, it just reminded me of that when I'm looking at, I was trying to find some pictures, and it's just so hard to find pictures of anything.
Every once in a while, I see those pop up on Facebook on some of the forums I'm on and keep showing the progress of it. So, okay, let's talk about food. There's something so freaking exciting about the food. You don't even understand.
We get excited about the food.
Okay. They have 13 dining venues. So this is the first time I've ever seen this. They have kind of different themed, well, I don't know, well, kind of maybe themed buffets. So there's actually like a buffet on deck 18, kind of on both sides and then around. And there's another one on deck 19. I've never seen a double decker buffet. It's kind of, I don't know if it's going to be different food, if it's just gonna be the same food, I don't know, but it looked really neat.
Well, that's pretty awesome, because that way it kind of splits up everybody that's on the ship and they're at the buffet. It kind of splits it, so maybe it won't feel quite as, because it doesn't matter what ship you're on, it always seems like the buffet seems like it's always the most crowded.
What
the pool and the buffet are the most crowded on any ship that you're on. So if they can break that up a little bit and
that's what they, and I think that's what, instead of having like one big dining room in the back of the ship, like you might see a lot of like older style ships, they have multiple dining rooms. And they have like one for Aria guests, which is the anytime dining. So they like even split you up in the main dining rooms. What I'm super excited about, what I can't wait to do, is they have in the, what's it called, in the center downstairs, like the
promenade.
In the promenade, there is a place called Burgers and Pizza.
Yes,
it's just, but it is so beyond Burgers and Pizza. So if you think of like the Oasis class ships, and you kind of get in and you have the Sorrento's pizza there. Okay, no. This one, because I've seen videos of it from the Europa. Okay.
Listen, I'm going to be one of two places when we are on these ships. I'm going to be either out on the deck staring at the ocean with coffee in my hand,
or I'm going to be at
Burgers and Pizza, because it looked that great.
Okay, so it's like this big like horseshoe shaped serving, and they're going to have all their pizzas, so they're like the best pizzas at sea, but they're going to have, and then they're going to have burgers. They have like make your own, and then they have like special burgers the day, and they're already like in these little wrapped containers. You could just, it already has everything on it, you could just grab it. They're going to have their hot dogs, they're going to have pretzels, like they just have like these stand with like these big old pretzels. You can just walk by and get a
like
pretzel.
Cheese dip. It has like cheese dip.
There's a nacho station, so you can make nachos, and they have.
Who gives away cheese dip?
I know.
MSC does, I guess.
They're gonna have sweet. They're gonna have desserts down there. They're gonna have like cupcakes and like all this like grab stuff, like all the fun stuff. But this does not replace pizza on the buffet. Okay, there still will be pizza on the buffet and burgers, but this is its own little quick service. And it's open for breakfast. So at breakfast, they're going to have their breakfast pizza. They're going to have all these pastries. They're going to have like little breakfast sandwiches and bread. There's just like the whole thing is just full of bread.
It's a,
and butter.
Like if you,
it's a paradise.
Want to go on a ship and just die from carbohydrate intake, This is your venue to do it at. It looked spectacular
all day long. Everything. Great. You're just like everything you want to eat on a cruise.
It looked like a legitimate.
Like somewhere you're paying for.
Well, sure. I was going to say a legitimate alternative to the buffet.
Absolutely.
You're probably not going to get a lot of fresh stuff down there. Probably not.
Who cares?
Chris, who cares?
Listen, that breakfast pizza we had.
Leave the salad to the rabbits that bought tickets. The rabbits can have that salad. We're going for pizza and beer cheese is what we're going for.
I can't tell you how excited I am. This answers so many things that people dislike about MSC and not having enough venues. You don't have to go anywhere near the buffet, and this is amazing. It has everything you need.
It looks like
absolutely amazing.
It'll be, as I've said, one of my favorite spots on board.
And it has seats and everything right around there, so you can just hang out there.
I think everybody that, from watching Beth's facial expressions while she's describing this, that when we're on there, an entire vlog
is going to be about burgers dedicated and pizza.
About burgers and pizza, the venue burgers and pizza.
You'll see me sleeping there and time to wake up and time to have breakfast and then take a nap. You're going to see the whole thing.
The thumbnail is just nacho cheese. That's all right. Over yours.
Okay, so let's move on to specialty restaurants. There's going to be six of them. The Butcher's Cut Steakhouse, the Hola Tacos, Kaito Sushi, and Teppanyaki Grill. Those are like standard, right? On all of these newer, on the seaside up. But there's two they haven't announced yet. Maybe someone else knows. I haven't been able to find. I know what they have on the Europa, but they're not necessarily going to be the same.
They might not be the same.
So I'm super excited to find out what the two specialty restaurants are. Now, let's talk about the bars. There are 20 bars. So I'm not going through all of them, but I'm going to highlight just a couple of them. Okay. Masters of the Sea. It's like a British pub, and it's a microbrewery. So they brew it on the ship. How cool is that? I mean, that's obviously not anything new. I know the Mardi Gras, I think a lot of the newer ships have these microbreweries. It's going to be a British pub. There's an Elixir Mixology Bar, which I'm so excited because I think the fun, interesting, like...
That's our favorite urban type of bars.
Creative.
So creative. What's weird you can give me?
But listen, they actually have a name for it.
What's that?
Elixir Mixology Bar. When we were on the seashore, their mixology bar was called Cocktail Bar. Remember?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Gin Project. I'm so excited for this. It's like a gin bar. I know, but when we've had drinks with gin, we've loved them. When we took a shot of straight gin, it was disgusting. So I'm excited to try some gin drinks on this. But it's all about gin. I think that's really cool.
It is really cool for gin lovers. I'm not
putting up fruit juice in it, and you're a gin lover.
There you go. As long as it's so sweet you can't taste the gin, I'm all for it.
There's going to be a tea house,
which I saw pictures of this, and it looks...
I don't know why they call that really a bar, but it's listed under the bars. But it's like a little like you go and have tea.
You go and have tea. They have like all sorts of teas from all over the place, and
so cool.
I mean, I like iced tea more than hot tea, but by golly, the MSC, I'm going to enjoy some hot tea because that looked awesome.
Now going
like a great little venue.
Going along with the tea, they have a coffee emporium that is like a real deal coffee. They roast coffee right there on board where you can see. I don't know if that's just for show, but I'm sure they use it. But they have, it's like a really cool coffee house, and they do different styles. So they'll do like French style, Italian, and Turkish coffee. So they're like really have a lot of interesting options. So you can definitely get your fix there. Now, I don't know yet about like if the drink package works there or what, but we'll find out closer to.
Yeah.
They have a sports bar, which is supposed to be like really cool. And they're supposed to have like drinks and food and everything. So I'm excited to find out more about that. And a really great space is the Lanai, which is on the promenade itself at the very back. And it's called the Lanai kind of bar. And it's all open seating with air. The sea air can go through. And it's huge seating out by the ocean, which I think is going to be a really cool, maybe a group kind of hangout for us when we're doing that.
Yep.
When we're on the group cruise. So, and last but not least, you won't find this advertised anywhere, but they have a speakeasy, and I'm pretty sure it's just called the speakeasy, if I understand right. You cannot buy admission into the speakeasy. There's no way except getting an invitation.
You can't
make a reservation.
Sneak in with someone.
Nope.
You can't find out the secret code to get in. You can't try to talk your way in. You can't just walk in.
Nope.
You can't take a screwdriver and pry open the door.
Nothing. Exactly.
None of that. You have to be invited.
So it's made it really cool. And you get invitations. They don't tell you exactly. People say they've made friends with bartenders. They've got some in the dining room from a wait staff. So it's like the crew have a certain number of passes that they give out. And we don't know exactly how you get those. There's not like an exact formula, but you get a pass that gives you a time and a day and how many people. And you go to this English phone booth that's red, and you call the number, and like the door opens, and you like go back behind and watch a video. You can find videos on it. You kind of walk back in like the back of the house part, and then you kind of sneak into the little speakeasy, and it's like a jazz club. Nobody is doing this. The Europa is the first ship that ever had it. World America is going to have it. And we have got to figure out how to get an invitation.
But I don't think you can. No. I don't think there's a way to figure out. We're just going to have to keep
talking. You just got to make friends with people.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. That's just.
And they have like unbelievable craft drinks there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Got to watch some videos on it, but so they have 20 bars. Okay, so I have a lot of bars, but those are kind of like a highlight of some of the really interesting, very thoughtful bars that they have. Now they're going to have just some regular ones, you know, too, but oh my goodness. You cannot go on these ships without a drink package. All I'm saying.
Exactly.
All I'm saying.
Everything about these ships is exciting. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Everything about these ships, they really have stepped it up, it seems like, with the Europa and the America. And
we haven't even begun to talk about Yacht Club. We're not going to talk about it, obviously, in this one, but it's a spectacular yacht club as well. So they definitely have that.
They look beautiful. Mm-hmm. They have incorporated so many fun activities and interesting spaces. They've answered the complaints about their food.
Right.
And
you're gonna want to be on this ship.
No kidding. I want to be on it tomorrow. This afternoon. Why not?
Let's go. How are we doing on time? Are we getting really too far on time?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We are so far on time.
How bad are we?
We're really bad. We're at 43 minutes.
Okay. We're going to kind of wrap this up. We're going to talk about our group cruise for just a second. We will talk more about it. But this is the ship that we've waited to do a group cruise on. So Chris is going to put up this little flyer. We're going to have this available on our Facebook, on our Instagram. And we're going to be going on October 18th through the 25th of 2025. This is going to be like a Halloween. This is the perfect time for a Halloween cruise.
Well, it's not going to be a Halloween themed group,
but
it's going to be right before Halloween. So we're going to take advantage of that.
Exactly. We are naming this Triple T Takes Over the World America. So it's going to be a 7-day Western Caribbean, going to Cozumel, Costa Maya, Roatan, and of course Ocean Cay. We have some block spaces in different types of room categories. And a couple things we're going to do for sure is we're going to do a bar crawl, or I think we should do a shot crawl. I have some ideas already brewing for that, but we're going to have a super fun time. There is going to be a treasure hunt on Ocean Cay. So like the trip before we go on this, we're going to bury or hide some treasure. So we're going to have that. We have some really fun games and kind of planned. you can do this. You don't have to. It's going to be very optional. Yep. But including the price is going to be the easy drink package and Wi-Fi. And then we are giving away Triple T swag bags for the first 20 cabins booked. So all of that information is on there. It's going to have
fun. That's going to have a lot of fun stuff in the swag bags. So be one of the first 20 because you're going to want one of those.
Yeah. I'm a tote bag kind of person. So we're doing a tote bag.
Not only is it the tote like beach bag that's going to be in.
But then we're going to do some fun things
in there. Throw in a whole bunch of fun stuff.
And we have some like group, we have like a group game that we want to play. And so many of you, the way you comment, we know you're super fun people. So this cruise is just about experiencing the world America. We will have been on at one time because we are going on the inaugural cruise of this. So this will be our second time on the ship. So we'll know our way around. We're there to help you if anything goes wrong.
Yep.
So this is a perfect way, like, number one, if you're excited about this ship, it's so fun to do a group, like if you've not done a group before. And also, maybe if you haven't done MSC, this is a great way because we're there to kind of help if you need us.
Exactly.
We hope nothing goes wrong, but we're obviously there to kind of help. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It makes sense. It's going to be, it's going to be like
so fun. Yeah.
Cruising, and then if you
with a
want
a whole bunch of friends.
If you want to do some stuff with us, we'll be there to do it. Yep. So, and we've got some really, really fun things planned. So.
If you've watched any of our videos, you know how we are on ships. That's just the way we're going to be. So we have our agent who is located, her name and number and email is at the bottom of the flyer. And so just contact her and take care of all of that. But we're super excited. We think this is going to be a good time and it's going to be the perfect ship to do a group on.
Not too hot, not too cold in October.
Right.
And
give the ship a little bit time to like break in and fix anything that might happen that happens sometimes on ships, but get the crew used to everything. And then we are going to take it over in October 18th of 2025. So we're excited. Direct message us if you have any like additional questions or that's it. That's all I had to say.
Great. I am so excited about this. Just mainly we get to meet some of the,
some of you guys that have been with us, like from the very beginning and like, just from your comments, we know you're super fun people. So,
all right.
I think that's all we wanted to share. Yes. I didn't have anything else on my list. So that is the MSC World America, coming out April 12th of 2025 is going to be the first inaugural cruise. So, until then, we're just going to have to keep looking for information and seeing what else we can share with you.
Is that exactly. Because
Chris is looking at me we'll like, that's looking, it. Wrap it up.
Yeah, exactly. we'll be looking because this, I can't wait.
Yes.
I can't wait to get on these ships.
And we'll share more as we get more information as well. So that will end today's podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. And we will see you in the next episode.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.